that's a brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very exciting VAR show with your host who does the most, DJ Stones. And
yeah.
With me here is
the player of the season, DJ Tabo.
DJ Tabo, what happened to you?
The Ballon d'Or winner himself, DJ Sticks, the man who always ticks, always clicks.
The myth.
The myth.
DJ Sticks.
The myths.
That's the difference between me and you. You a myth, I'm a legend.
Oh.
I exist, you didn't.
Okay,
now.
Whoa.
Enough for that.
Killed me.
Enough for that.
It's
we have a great, great show coming up
Standing
for you
show.
Guys. You know, a great show. Our international break just happened.
Oof.
And there was something that broke.
Mm.
See what I did there?
Okay, there's something. Oh, whoa, nice one. You're on a roll. Wow.
And we have so much more. But before we do, enjoy the tunes. I'm on a roll. Enjoy.
Hey, mm-hmm, hey, it's a blues world. Hey, listen, Active FM in the building, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Radio never has been better, so keep listening and stay tuned to these tunes, cause they keep hitting the stage. Stage 1 to stage 12, our load is amazing. Shedding only facts, cause you know we are different. Yeah, we are different, far from average. Podcasting, who presents your favorite station, nah. Are you comfy while you study? I just hit the play. Become our family, our presenters keep you up to date. You'll never lose cause it's blues and them giddy shows. Don't hit the snooze cause our news, yeah, we ahead of the world.
Turn it on.
Turn it up.
Welcome, welcome back.
What a jam.
And that was a good jam.
That was fire.
That was fire.
Do you know what else was fire?
What?
The fixtures.
This weekend.
Oh, wow.
It's time for the weekend.
Yeah.
Rondo.
Stunning games.
Hit us with it. It's international break. I'm taking a break from doing it.
Good. It's good for you. Now the pressure is on my side now.
Yes. Make it fun.
Yeah, we're going to start with the European ones because they are the only ones that matter, to be honest, at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... South America, there's some stuff happening there.
Yeah.
Which we'll mention.
It's incriminating. Sorry.
Thug life. Okay. We have fixtures coming in all the way from Europe. Our top fixtures are the ones worthy of mentioning. Are Belarus versus Wales. Three goals to nails. To Wales.
Three goals to nails.
And two goals to Belarus. Gareth Bale nails a hat-trick. Yeah. And then with England winning 4-0 against Andorra.
And did you see it?
I saw it.
Did you see it?
That's why I'm mentioning
Lingard
this game.
Lingard did a whole sea.
A whole sea. Goat. Tributing goat.
Lingardo.
If that makes sense. If that makes sense. Lingardo Ronaldo. Mm. Nice. I caught on late there.
Thank you. And I always do. But carry on.
And then we have a stunning fixture.
Wait, sorry. On that note of that fixture, it was great because it was Bukayo Saka's birthday.
Nice.
2 assists, 1 goal.
Nice.
Man of the match.
Who?
Bukayo Saka.
Oh, thought you were going to mention like someone else.
I'm supposed to be Lingard, but hey, we all, I'll accept Bukayo Saka.
Ah, that's good for Saka, though.
Yeah. And when I was doing his interview, the whole stadium sang happy birthday.
Nice. Oh, so what a comeback.
Wow, so cool.
Yo,
and he's so humble.
Like 2 weeks before, they were booing the guy. England. Switch like this.
Ah, you know.
That's why we love it.
It's just England, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's why we love it. Then we have a stunning fixture. Stunning. Iceland and North Macedonia. Did you see it?
No, I actually did not.
For real?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was a stunning match. 2-2.
Oh, good.
Nice draw. Big teams, man. Then we have Germany thrashing Armenia. 6-0.
Biggest game of the evening.
I promise you, it was so tough.
It was so hard for Germany.
Oh, my word. I was even thinking, before the game, like, what's Flick going to do? Who's he going to put in? His formation, you know?
How is he going to play this match?
Like, oh, wow.
Going against the giant, like, Armenia, right?
Armenia. A giant like Armenia. Oh, my word.
But they pulled it off.
That's insane. Like, somehow they pulled it off. Somehow. And then Spain as well.
Oh, my word.
Like, Georgia, man. Like, 4-0.
How did they do that?
Oh, my word. Poland.
Oh, my
San Marino. The worst team in the world, by the way.
Who did they beat for their first victory?
I don't know. Insane game against Poland. Tough. No, this one was actually tough. 7-1 to Poland.
Damn. To me, San Marino won.
Yeah, I know they
did. As soon as they put their goal in, it was
My word, it was done. The players were like, you know what, we won.
Give us our money.
Yeah. And Italy breaking a record by drawing against Switzerland.
Yeah, you know, it's quite interesting now because they've been drawing. I think they drew their last 3 games.
Mm.
Like, I think, 3 or 4 if you include
the Euro
match, you know.
Dang.
And that match, the only reason they won, it went all the way to penalties and the match before that. So in normal time, they're actually starting to pick up a whole drawing streak.
Yeah.
Which could be a problem going into the World Cup, you know?
That's bad for them because defense is their strong point. So them drawing is actually, it's normal.
Yeah.
The problem is attacking.
But if you look at, we even spoke about this before with Atletico Madrid, whereby their problem was never defense. I've never had a problem with Atletico's defense, but prior to last season, it was their attack. They never really had goal scorers in the team.
Yeah.
You know? It's now look it's starting to look the same for Italy, where their defense is sound.
Mm-hmm.
But their attack is not really as lethal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but carry on.
Yeah, no, that is it. Oh, that is the roundup.
No.
Yes, it
there's
is.
One more you forgot.
Is there?
There's one more.
One notable fixture.
One notable European fixture you forgot about.
What? I am feeling the pressure.
You should feel the pressure.
Oh, okay. I assume it involves Portugal.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. No, you take it. It's fine.
So fine. This weekend was a big one.
Was it?
Very big one. Not only for me. Not only for
yeah.
Fans.
Yeah. All around the world, you know.
No.
Yeah. If there's life on Mars.
Even not then. Only for humanity.
Oh, as a whole.
But it was a big day for Ireland.
What was it? Wow. It was huge.
It was huge. As they did the opener against Portugal. In the 45th minute, John Egan scores.
A stunner, I assume.
A stunner.
Fans
and then in the
89th wild.
Minute,
yeah.
Ronaldo becomes the joint highest goal scorer in men's football.
Joint highest?
Yeah.
Damn.
In the 90th minute, he becomes
no way.
The top
no way.
Goal scorer
no way.
In men's football.
2 minutes.
In 2 minutes, he scored 2 goals. Wait, no, not 2 minutes. Yeah, in 2 minutes, about 2 minutes, he scored 2 goals. 2, 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
Damn.
Crazy.
Separates himself from the masses.
I think, you know, like those people who think Ronaldo's underrated or it's Pinaldo or whatever, he just broke another record.
Huge smack in the face.
You know?
Not
while
crazy.
While Messi broke a record of the cheapest star to be sold, you know? Ronaldo's breaking.
Why do you take it there? This is a time for us to appreciate
greatness. I'm just, that's what
greatness.
I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy? I'm actually not a huge Ronaldo fan. Like, when it comes to the Ronaldo versus Messi debate, I think it's unnecessary.
I'm not there.
It's based off of opinion. And yeah. They're both goats. They're both the greatest.
Just enjoy them, man.
For me, the true greatest of all time is Lingard, you know?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the
like,
day.
Why are we even fighting? Like, come on.
Give that man 6 Ballon d'Ors. Right
give
now.
Give him. 7.
7, actually.
7. Let him see.
You know, and then Lewandowski as well.
Yeah.
But, like, on just on that topic before I move on, you know, I really think that... neither Ronaldo or Messi actually need to be in the top 2 or top 3 of the season's Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
You know, looking at, like, Jorginho had a brilliant season. Like, people will say, yeah, but it's one season. Yeah, your Ballon d'Or is for one season.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what it
is. If Ballon d'Or was for your past 3 seasons, you know, it would be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's for your achievements this season. And, you know, winning, I think he won best player in the Euros.
Yeah.
In UEFA. You know, and he's won the Euros. He won the UEFA.
Damn.
You know, and it's what more does he need? Yeah,
there shouldn't be.
He was in the unbeaten Italy squad. You know,
unbeaten Thomas Tuchel's side.
Right, the last season. What can you really say about Messi?
Not a lot, though.
Mm. Just, what could you say about Ronaldo?
Just golden boot, Messi and Ronaldo as well. Golden boot.
You know
that they do on a regular.
I really believe if they were really fair, I think first place would go to probably Lewandowski. Second place would go to either Jorginho or Conte.
And third place, same.
No, Haaland.
Why Haaland, though?
What did Haaland do last season?
He didn't win anything.
He did, actually. Super Cup.
UEFA only.
No, German Cup.
But come on. That's like the City Cup.
And his goal, remember, it's also individual things. So his goal per match was crazy last season.
But the same could be said about Messi and Ronaldo. In their teams, who else was scoring?
Okay, that's a valid point. I'll accept that
that's
point.
That's a good point.
I'll accept that point. Okay, now moving on to the big one. Watch me catch him off guard.
Okay.
FIFA. Well, the Brazilian association has gone to FIFA.
Caught me off guard.
Right? has gone to FIFA to ask them to ban Premier League players for 5 days who refused to join them on International Friendly.
Damn!
For me now, this is kind of weird. You know, I was really hoping I was reading this wrong.
Wait. So how many of them?
So it's about five of them who would get this ban.
Mm.
It would be, I think, Ellison, Edison.
No way.
Fred.
Wait, so the Brazilian squad we saw had no Premier League players?
I don't think that. Never had Fred. It never had. I don't think their keeper was even.
So Edison, there's no Jesus? Nothing.
No Jesus.
Ah! That is weird.
Which is kind of a, you know, like an interesting thing, because now, you know, Fred will be included in this ban.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, big time, you know.
That sucks for you guys. It's such a loss.
So bad, you know. Man. Now we have to play Van der Beek, you know.
Whoa.
Oh, my word, as I celebrate while being in so much sorrow.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So that 5 days is 5 days from football in general, not just international.
No, I'm not really sure, you know.
Because that would be awesome for Van der Beek.
Yeah. Look, I don't know, because I feel like as soon as Fred comes back, social, like, yeah, I'm putting Fred back. Yeah. And I've been so angry at how Fred has been playing this season and the fact that they're not utilizing Van der Beek, you know? Because, like, why they say they want a box-to-box, but defensively, Fred is not there.
He's not there.
He was easily bullied off the ball in that Wolves game.
Yeah.
There was that goal that almost went in if Wan-Bissaka wasn't there at the end, you know?
Yee, the man.
The myth himself, you know?
Yeah.
And it was that goal was caused because they just shrugged Fred off to the point he fell. So you're like, but, you know, but why?
Mm.
Attacking
as well is not fully there.
Attacking, he's making a lot of missed passes and stuff.
Mm.
And like, am I saying he's not a good player? No, he's an okay player. No, but he's just not a United player.
Ooh, you know? Well.
And that's it. But yeah, so it would include Edison, Ellison, Firmino.
Damn.
Firmino.
Damn.
Gabriel Jesus.
Damn.
Thiago Silva.
What?
Fred and Rafinha.
That's a whole squad by itself.
That is a whole squad.
Rafinha was doing so well for Leeds, man.
Yeah.
This would have been big for him.
Would have been very big for him.
But those are key players in like teams, though.
Yeah, that's why they're in the call-up.
You look at Liverpool.
I don't think they will call up players who are not key.
Yeah, no, but I think because there's so much of them, Brazil was angry.
But you know, it's kind of stupid, you know.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Because you now look at the next event we're going to talk about right now, and you will actually see why I'd also not want to go. And again, players going to international break actually can suffer. The club will face more harm than
the
national team.
Yeah.
You know, the guy can get injured and he only needs to come back to you in like three months from now.
Yeah.
But then they don't have him for 3 months, which is a problem.
3 whole months. And then by the time you play, he might be back.
Mm.
Then the club doesn't have him for 3 months.
And if he doesn't want to go because he wants to focus on, because you don't need him for this. It's not a tournament. You don't need him.
Yeah.
You know,
it's qualifiers.
You're not playing any hard teams while they were playing Argentina. But you get, I don't think they're going to play Fred. I don't know why he actually got the call up. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it goes now even to the second piece of news that we wanted to speak about, you know? So what happened was, Brazil versus Argentina.
Yeah.
And then it had to be stopped because officials, police officers came into the field.
7th minute.
To take out some players who had lied about not being in England.
Oh.
Within the past, within the last 2 weeks.
Mm. They denied.
Now, my issue is this.
Yeah.
For a match like that, it's not like this match came out of nowhere.
It's been there.
You know?
It's been planned.
It's not like this match just came out of thin air.
This is a huge match.
So there's a lot of people who are involved in the whole situation.
Imagine.
You know?
Yeah.
Like there's the Brazilian Association, the Argentinian Association, FIFA.
FIFA themselves, you know?
And why didn't this get picked up earlier? You know, my problem with this was that they had to stop the entire game.
Yeah.
To get these players out. These people were in hotel rooms.
Just 4 players.
You know? Mm. They were in hotel rooms. Prior to the match being played, the association could have checked.
Boom.
The freaking, one of the people there is freaking La Sosa. You know? And Martinez. They're not small names. These are starting players for English clubs.
Yeah. big players.
It's not hard to check them.
You know who they are.
You literally just Google their name and it will say the club they're in. Boom. You don't need to do anything more than that.
Yeah.
And the fact that it took them that long to say, oh, you know what? Like, I mean, I'm trying to play this out like, in my head.
I don't know.
Like, have you ever been to England?
No.
Me, England? No, where is that? Is it in Africa? Oh, okay, no problem. What's your name? Martinez.
I play for Salzburg.
Martinez. Martinez. Goes home, you know, on his beer, just looking up, thinking, Martinez. Yeah. Have I heard that name before? Actually. Martinez. You know, watching the match, seeing the players come up like... Guy looks very similar.
Damn!
Why does he not look like the Aston Villa goalkeeper? The other guy goes, yeah, he does. They Google him quick. Oh, he is, damn it. Then they start running to the field.
And then traffic.
Beep, beep. We need to get him out of this country. Stop the bus. As they're trying to hit the bus is already gone. So now they have to drive to the stadium. You know? Maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's why they could only do it through.
Guy comes out, warms up. Martinez warms up a whole session,
you know,
with the team.
He's inside there with the meeting. The guy's still in traffic, you know. There's like the whole team meeting happening. These four officers are like in traffic, you know, seven officers are in traffic, hooting
all
their
of
way
them.
Through.
All of them.
Trying to get through this traffic so they can save Brazil.
So hard.
From these four players who lie.
English COVID
oh
having people.
Oh my word, these... English COVID guys, they need to save Brazil before it's too late.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
these heroes.
Yeah,
but again, this shows a failure from FIFA, a failure
huge
the associations. Because, like, even if this is as big of a threat as it's made to sound,
yeah,
right. And I get it. They're breaking a rule that is set by Brazil.
Yeah,
but now why is it that the game had to be stopped? This should have been picked up way beforehand.
You saw the players fighting.
And now the question is, what happens now? Who gets the 3 points? Who forfeits the points?
Something has to happen.
Because now Argentina couldn't stay for another match. They had to leave to go to another friendly match.
Yeah.
Well, not a friendly, World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah.
You know, they up and they're gone.
Gone, just like that.
And now, what happens?
This was a huge game, man. Huge game. This is a Copa America final rematch.
Yeah.
Huge.
And there's a funny picture of both Neymar and Messi just laughing. It's like they thought that they'll never find out.
Yeah, they thought they'll never find out. Football, man. This is football,
this is
right
football
here.
Like, he thought he wasn't famous stories. Enough. And then Messi probably laughing.
On a great drama. Like, you'll never find this in any other sport.
You will never find this because the, you know, the associations are not being this incompetent.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know, this actually connects to what I was trying to say even about why players wouldn't want to go. Because now the problem is, you leave, now you have to go quarantine for 14 days. What football are you actually going to play in quarantine for 14 days?
14 flipping days.
What football are you actually going? That's literally the 2 weeks that the World Cup qualifiers are going to be in.
Done.
And then you go back to England to quarantine again.
Yeah, I know. I actually understand.
I'm going to be like, no, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
Like give me the 5 days.
Yeah, I'll just take the 5 days. That's at least 1 week.
It's cool.
You know? And it's not the entire 14 weeks that I, you know, plus another 14 when I come back home.
That's
you know?
Insane. That's a whole month of doing nothing.
But it's going to be a crazy, crazy weekend, especially for United supporters.
Oh, yes.
We might see, might.
No, Premier League supporters, man.
You know, we might see.
Involve
confirmed.
Us. Involve
but
us.
He has been in his first training session. Ronaldo starting, you know, his debut. And Van der Beek probably in.
Boom.
You know, I saw a meme saying, showing, you know, that part where, like, Ronaldo was so angry at a decision. He's, like, waving his hands and he's so angry
and he puts the armband
down and walks out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Donny van der Beek when he sees that Fletcher coming out of retirement to replace Scott and Fred. He's just there. There's another one where it shows that same clip. And then it's like Ronaldo in training when he sees Fred's passing. He's like, nope, I'm done. Going back to Turin.
I'm going back to Turin. I'm gone.
But that is it from us. I'm going to say it for us. That is it from us
you know,
to you.
I actually had a complaint.
What's your complaint?
Yeah, my co-hosts
and
myself are not pleased with the outro that we've been using. So we have to ban it.
The show is open. If they have any complaint, they can come join us.
Oh.
After me giving them 10 football questions, if they answer it all successfully, You know, after they answer it all successfully, I will stop using this. But till then, from us to you, signing out.
Don't participate.
Say peace.
No.
To our listeners. You're not saying bye to our listeners.
No, no, no. They know.
Peace.
You know. Goodbye.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.